There was a time, when I still had my strength, that I read nearly all the stories in the more popular magazines. I did not have to do it. I did it for fun, for I had yet to discover that there were other and more absorbing diversions that had the advantage of being no strain on the eyes. But from the time I learned to read, which I am pretty thoroughly convinced was when I made my first big mistake, I was always unable to do anything whatever with stories that began in any of these following manners. 1.
"Ho, oh, Felipe, my horse, and pronto!" cried El Sol. He turned to the quivering girl, and his mocking bow was so low that his sombrero swept the flags of the patio. "Adios, then, señorita, until mañana."
And with a flash of white teeth across the lean young swarthiness of his face, he bounded to the back of his horse and was off, swift as a homing paloma. 2.
Everybody in our village loved to go by Granny Wilkins' cottage. Maybe it was the lilacs that twinkled a cheery greeting in the dooryard. Or maybe it was the brass knocker that twinkled on the white-painted door. Or maybe, and I suspect this was the real reason, it was Granny herself, with her crisp white cap and her wise brown eyes, twinkling away in her dear little old winter apple of a face.
3. The country club was a hum, for the final match of the 4th of July golf tournament was in full swing. Many a curious eye lingered on Janet Delancey, rocking lazily, surrounded, as usual, by a circle of white flanneled adorers, for the porch was a whisper with the rumor that the winner of the match would also be the winner of the hitherto untouched heart of the blonde and devastating Janet. But then I found that I was sluggish upon awakening in the morning. Spots appeared before my eyes, and my friends shunned me. I also found that I was reading the same stories over and over, month after month. So I stopped. Like that. It's only an old wives' tale that you have to taper off.